At the 200 metres, he's group quality. Down the outside, it's our time. Trying to peg him back with Midtown Boss. Turvalu, though, the top weight keeps going from It's Our Time. And the group winner wins the Wangoom. Turvalu for Uncle Lindsay. Home by a length on It's Our Time.
I thought he'd sit behind him, and Fred said, no, he's leading, he's finding the fence, otherwise he's got no hope. So it was a great, bold decision by a very underrated rider, and I'm glad he won because it took a bit of convincing to put him on, but Wells, he believes in me, and got the job done.
What do you think of Fred's hair?
Yeah, he looks like that bloke, the Jackal off that Bruce Willis in the movie, the Jackal. He had the blonde hair, so he looks a bit like that.
Oh, that was Lindsay Smith there yesterday after Turvalu got the chockies in the Wangoom handicap, and he was ridden superbly by young hoop Freddie Kersley, who joins us on Racing Pulse this morning. Morning, Fred, and congratulations.
No, thank you. Morning, Matt.
Hey, Lindsay said you're an underrated rider. Well, your talents were on full display there yesterday, and Lindsay's certainly shown a great deal of faith in you. How special was that victory today in the Wangoom in terms of your career?
Yeah, it was quite meaningful. Obviously, the Wangoom stood the test of time. It's got a really deep and rich history, the race, and I know a few people I know in the riding ranks really want to have a Wangoom on their resume, so we got to tick it off. But it was a great thrill.
I guess a lot was made of Turvalu in the lead-up to the race. He was clearly the class horse. He had the big weight to go along with that, and he'd never actually raced at 1,200 metres before. But how were you feeling about riding him prior to the race?
Obviously, it was quite telling the way the track played, and throughout the day, that probably just reassured me that what I was thinking was probably right. Now, a few people said you probably wouldn't have the speed to be there, but if you're winning, you know, mile group one on speed, you've got to have some sort of speed to be able to be there. So I had that in the back of my mind, and as I say, when the track was racing how it was, it kind of made my decision for me, so I was confident enough.
Still a wonderful effort to get him across into that position. Where did the idea and the game plan come from, Freddie? Was that your call? Was it something that you discussed with Lindsay, or was there someone else involved in helping you make that decision?
Look, Jules Vance, he does a lot of form for Lindsay, and he helps me out of Fed as well. And I kind of just floated the idea to him. And really just looking for someone to bounce it off. Just so, look, I expected him to say, oh, no, that's silly. But he actually said, no, you have to be there. It's a brilliant idea. And when Lindsay was giving me the pre-race instructions, we kind of looked at each other and said, I interjected and I said, no, I think this is what we should be doing. And, you know, thankfully, Lindsay and his clients behind him in Wells, they were happy enough to go with that, and you know what, it's well and good having a bold plan, but you do need the horse to execute it on. And like I must say, he's never won at 1200 before. He's coming off a fair campaign in Perth where everything went wrong. So to present him first up at a trip he's never won at, and give him 7 kilos to some sharp enough horses, I thought it was a big training effort.
When you were in the straight, Fred, did any of those, I guess, queries and doubts creep into your mind, or did you feel like at that stage of the race you had it won because of the horse underneath you and the feel that he was giving you there a couple of hundred metres out from home?
I'll tell you what, it was a long straight. Wonderful straights never felt longer for me. But I knew I had Billy Egan on Midtown Boss Mallory's horse in the box seat, and I thought he would have had a crack at me a little bit earlier in the straight. So when I didn't feel him, I was expecting for something like It's Our Time to jump out, and I know It's Our Time is a very capable horse. I've had a great career riding him, ridden him to his biggest victories. And so I was a little worried, but Tuvalu's class prevailed. He's he's a real warrior of a horse. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and I think he heard him and seen him before I did and kicked in the gear.
It was, as I said earlier, a great show of faith from Lindsay and also Walesy to put you on such a good horse in such a big and important race through this Warrnambool Carnival. How special is that relationship that you've got with Lindsay? You've done a lot of riding for him, obviously, across your career, but certainly this week and today all three of your rides come for Lindsay. How special is the relationship that you've got with Lindsay?
It's from a trainer jockey point of view, it's every jockey's dream. He's an absolute delight to ride for. Keeps things very simple, and you can always go to the races with confidence when you are riding his horses. He presents him in great order, and he's a very astute horseman. So, as I touched on, from a jockey's point of view, he's someone you want to be riding for. But my relationship with Lindsay and Smith family, it's wonderful. Obviously, my partner Mia is Lindsay's daughter, and it's sort of a relationship that is grown over the past year. And as long as we can keep the winners coming to make the dinner table chat a little bit more cheery, I think it should all be good.
How were the celebrations last night? No one else got their hair dyed, did they?
No one did. I think maybe I suppose Lindsay might not be happy, but his boys Darby and Harrison are thinking of it. But no, the celebrations were just very quiet. Had dinner with the owners, and I'm got a week holiday after tomorrow, so I'll be certainly enjoying that.
Can you talk us through the hair, Freddie? Where did this all come about from?
Look, it came about for Ben Allen's birthday. That was on Saturday gone, and he said to me that I should do it. And silly enough, I said to Mia when I got home, she goes, "Oh, that's a brilliant idea." I didn't have probably about 4 days before the party. She goes, she come home with some peroxide. She goes, "All right, we're doing it." So I obliged. And long and behold, come the Friday and I already had regrowth. I thought, Christ, we've gone too early here. So we had to give it a little touch up for the bull. But I might have to stick around because I tell you, it's a little bit too cold to be giving yourself a cutthroat and getting around bull.
Oh, well, if you got the missus ticking it off, mate, I reckon keep rolling with it because it seems to be working for you and it looks fantastic on the TV after you win a big race as well. So, well done, Freddie. It's outstanding work. But, hey, looking ahead to today, you got three rides. Are you pretty confident you might be able to get another winner on day three?
I'd like to think so. It'd certainly be a good way to close out the carnival. Look, Mean Feet's a nice horse. He's presented really well with the jump out. He's done everything to ask. Arguably, Last Preppy should have won his maiden earlier. I think no fault of anyone, but just took him a little bit for us to work out. Leaning Miss, she's a tough, she's really a tough mare. I've got a good relationship with her. I think the two victories. She's in good form. Interesting how the track plays. I know the rail is out, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me if the track race is polar opposite to how it has been. So, interesting. And Aston Colorado, probably just ridden a little bit close last start. He's a bit of a tricky one. He's only got a short turn of foot. It's going to be quite telling, it's going to be quite interesting where he gets in the run from that gate. But he can't be too close to him, and he can't be too far off him.
All right, they're the three rides at Warrnambool today, races 2, 4, and 6. We see Freddie Kersley in action once again. Hopefully, Fred, we see you in the winner's circle once again. Well done on your Wongoon victory there yesterday, and enjoy the celebrations and the party tonight and your week off as well. We appreciate your time this morning on Racing Pulse.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Cheers.